Okay, are you ready to go a little deeper? Bow your heads, please. Say, Holy Spirit,
I need you.
I need you to whisper.
I need you to whisper.
And sometimes talk loud to me.
So that I can hear
what you are speaking to me.
And to the house of prayer.
Today.
Today.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go to Romans chapter 4. We're going to pick on the father of our faith. Romans chapter 4. We're going to pick on him. Okay? I'm going to press in verse 16 to begin with, down through 17. Okay? Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offsprings. Not only to those who are of the law, meaning the old covenant, but also to those who are of faith. Say, that's me. The faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. That includes the house of prayer for all nations. Amen?
Amen.
He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. That's faith. Say, Father Abraham,
I'm one of your kids.
Amen.
Amen.
Go back to verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. I want you to declare right now. Say, when I believe God,
God releases
and credits me with righteousness.
God releases and credits me with righteousness.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Amen?
Amen.
Verse 4. Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the wicked. Did you hear that? Who justifies the wicked? Is it when they change their nature? Or is it when they change their attitude about themselves?
Amen. Israel.
Are you catching on? The man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. You see, when you choose to believe God's opinion about you, God looks at you and he says, you know what? You're my kid. Verse 6. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Oh, there goes my old way of thinking. If I do everything right, I might get a blessing. Try it on for size. Close your eyes. Say, if I did everything right, in my old way of thinking, I just might be loved by God. It might even be credited to me as righteousness. Total lie. God justifies the wicked. When they believe him and trust him instead of themselves. Ah. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Because you see, that's going to stuff you with unbelief. Oh my, that's how I believed. I lived all this way. I did all these things, and I did all these bad things. And God says, it's away. It's okay. Get over it. I've already covered the mess with my blood. Are you ready? Let's read verse 5. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. Verse 6 again. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Amen? Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. So you see, you have a choice. If you count yourself guilty and you found yourself full of sin, you are now walking around with an attitude of, I'm a sinner. It's got to change. You were a sinner. Close your eyes right now. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
When I see myself,
as a saint.
Because God does not count all those sins against me anymore.
I need a new attitude.
Hallelujah. And when I have that new attitude, I'll climb to a new altitude. With Him. Seated with Him. In blessed places. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstance was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe, but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is also the father of the circumcised. Not only are circumcised, but who walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. 13. It was not through the law. It was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir to the world or of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by the law are heirs, faith has no value. And the promise is worthless. Because law brings wrath or accusations or legalism. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offsprings, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. I could add nationalities. He is father in the sight of God in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. So that because the father of many nations, just as he had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the facts that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet, he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he says or what he had promised. Now I want you to take a deep breath and let it out. One more time, way down deep. I want you to repeat after me with your eyes closed. Say, if Abraham did not waver,
it's possible for me
not to waver.
If he was strengthened by his faith,
so can I be strengthened by my faith
and give glory to God.
I can be fully persuaded
that God has power
to do what he has promised
for me personally,
as well as my family.
Amen?
Take another breath. Let it go. One more time. 22. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, it was credited to him, was written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Take another breath. Say, I'm going to declare God's opinion of me.
It's a promise
that if I have faith,
God will credit it to me
as righteousness, because I do believe
that he raised Jesus from the dead,
and he will deliver
all of my sin
from me,
from my thought patterns,
and raise me to new life,
and I will be justified
if I believe it.
It's up to me.
Now, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, I am justified.
And I've been made righteous.
And I'm declaring it to you.
And to me too.
We are righteous.
We are justified
by the blood of Jesus.
Not by our actions and works.
Because that's all under the tree.
When he died for me.
Amen. You got it.
You know, there are times when you look at this word and it looks as though it's impossible to really fail, because when you look at it, you have become a saint in his eyes. Yet you judge yourself by your actions and by your reactions. So I'm going to ask you to lift one hand to the Lord and close your eyes. Say, Lord, this new covenant I'm making,
Lord, this new covenant I'm making
is to believe what you say about me.
Is to believe what you say about me.
Your opinion of me,
your opinion of
is,
me
so awesome,
is so awesome.
And I have a hard time.
And I have a hard time.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because I'm looking at my actions.
Or my reactions.
Or my big mouth.
Or my big mouth.
When I confess wrong words.
When I confess wrong words.
About myself.
About myself.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop.
I need help.
I need help.
The helper is the Holy Ghost.
The helper is the Holy Ghost.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
To whisper in my ear.
To whisper in my ear.
And if I don't hear you the first time.
And if I don't hear you.
Shout fire!
Shout loud.
So I can change.
And be changed.
And be changed.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
You got it.